Mitch McConnell backed wrong horse in West Virginia GOP Senate primary. Pro-Trump winner A.G. Morrissey positioned to take seat from Dem. By Michael Patrick Leahy on May 10, 2018. President Donald Trump, West Virginia State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, and the populist conservative movement were the big winners in Tuesday's West Virginia Republican U.S. Senate primary. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Representative Evan Jenkins, RWV, convicted misdemeanant and coal industry magnate Don Blankenship, incumbent Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, establishment Republicans, and the Democratic Party were the big losers. State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey won a hotly contested three-way battle for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in West Virginia on Tuesday night. With 100% of the precincts reporting, Morrissey had 35% of the vote, followed by Representative Evan Jenkins, RWV, with 29% of the vote. Coal magnate and convicted misdemeanant Don Blankenship finished a distant third with 20%. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, wishing to place another establishment Republican in the U.S. Senate as a potential ally in the next session of Congress, backed the very establishment Jenkins, and unwisely focused the fire of his affiliated PAC, the Senate Leadership Fund, on the pro-Trump Morrissey. That move revealed McConnell is more motivated by a desire to maintain his own political power in the Senate than he is to support the Trump agenda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is eyeing Representative Evan Jenkins as his preferred choice to run against Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia in 2018. The Washington Examiner reported as far back as January 2017, a time when most Republicans in the state were preparing to back Morrissey for the Senate nomination. McConnell and Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado, the chairman of the party's Senate campaign arm, have been actively recruiting a slate of midterm candidates since last year, before the presidential campaign concluded. Several Democrats appear vulnerable at the outset of the midterm cycle, and Republicans are hoping to build on their 52-seat Senate majority. West Virginia is high on their target list, in part because it voted overwhelmingly for President Donald Trump, and because the state continues to shift right in partisan allegiance at the state and federal level. The battle lines between Trump agenda conservative populists and the McConnell establishment wing of the Republican Party were clearly established in September, when the Citizens United Political Victory Fund endorsed Morrissey, as Breitbart News reported. Attorney General Morrissey is a conservative stalwart who will come to the U.S. Senate to fight for the interests of West Virginia, not the Washington establishment. We support Patrick Morrissey for Senate because he has a proven record of results fighting for conservative West Virginia values and against the harmful liberal agenda of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, Fossey added. Attorney General Morrissey was there to take on executive overreach at the Obama Environmental Protection Agency for the coal miners, and he's been there to support President Trump's agenda taking on sanctuary cities and pushing for much-needed tax reform. I look forward to working with Patrick Morrissey to enact President Trump's conservative agenda when he gets to the Senate. I urge all Republican primary voters in West Virginia to support conservative outsider Patrick Morrissey for the United States Senate. Morrissey is emerging as a key conservative insurgent in West Virginia, while McConnell and his allies are pushing Jenkins, a former Democrat who once backed failed 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton for president back in 2008. The battle has become one of the flashpoints in the intra-GOP war. No one in the country outside of Washington, D.C., has done more to help implement the Trump agenda than Morrissey, who has led the way in a number of successful lawsuits filed by more conservative states that have pushed back against overreaching regulations imposed on businesses and states by the Obama administration. To supporters of the populist conservative movement, there is no finer champion than Morrissey. And yet, McConnell opposed him. That opposition opened the way for convicted misdemeanant and coal magnate Don Blankenship, who poured millions into the race, and, for the last week of the campaign, appeared to have the momentum to slip through to the nomination, thanks to the onslaught of attacks by Jenkins on Morrissey. Blankenship attempted to capitalize on anti-Washington and anti-Republican establishment sentiment by launching a controversial ad criticizing Cocaine Mitch, which attempted to tie McConnell to a drug smuggling incident on a ship owned by the family of his wife, Transportation Secretary Elaine Joe. But Blankenship stepped on his own momentum the day before election when he tried to out-Trump President Trump by saying he would challenge the president in a presidential primary if he got in his way. Trump hit back hard on Monday, urging West Virginia voters to vote for either Morrissey or Jenkins, anybody but Blankenship. In the end, West Virginia Republican primary voters picked President Trump and Patrick Morrissey over Blankenship. Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton in West Virginia in 2016 was a complete shellacking for the Democratic nominee. Trump won by 42 points, 68% to 26%. At a West Virginia event in April, Trump tore into Manchin for his vote against Trump's landmark 2017 tax cut bill, which most analysts concede has resulted in a significant economic boom. President Trump criticized Senator Joe Manchin, D.W. Virginia, on Thursday and encouraged voters to oust him in November. After cultivating a working relationship with the red state Democrat last year, The Hill reported. Trump took particular aim at Manchin's decision to vote against legislation slashing tax rates in December, but added that he's done other things I don't like. I'll be honest with you, he does other things, Trump said at a tax reform roundtable event in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. So you're going to have a chance to get a senator that's going to vote our program, he added, referring to the upcoming election. That's going to help you in so many different ways. And you're not getting that now. Manchin's own victory in Tuesday's Democratic primary was underwhelming, as he defeated relatively unknown Paulus Waringin by only a 70% to 30% margin, an indication of potential weakness against Morrissey in the fall. The Republican Attorneys General Association, RAGA, of which Morrissey is a leading member, reacted quickly to the news of their colleague's victory, issuing a statement with a warning to his rival in the fall. Two words for Senator Joe Manchin: watch out. RAGA Chairman and Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge praised her current colleague, Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, on becoming the Republican Senate nominee, the statement read. I have two words for Senator Joe Manchin: watch out. To the West Virginians who feel they no longer have a voice in the United States Senate with Manchin, the wait is over. Patrick Morrissey is a conservative fighter who will never back down. He will stand up for West Virginian values, a strong pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, rule of law champion. I am proud to call Patrick a colleague and a friend. I know Patrick will bring his trademark tenacity to the remainder of this race and all the way to victory in November. McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund was forced to eat crow late Tuesday night and congratulated Morrissey on his victory. Senate Leadership Fund President and CEO Stephen Law said in a statement. McConnell attempted to salvage some political dignity from the Jenkins loss, however, by making fun of Blankenship's poor showing with his tweet Tuesday night. Thanks for playing, at Don Blankenship. Hashtag WVSendPic.twitter.com/TV1EatGMU. Team Mitch, at Team_Mitch, May 9, 2018. Editor's note, the original version of this article referred to Mr. Blankenship as a convicted felon. He is not a convicted felon but is instead a convicted misdemeanant, as the article now reflects.